Lisa Johnson calling from Woodstock. I find NPR's coverage of Venezuela to be disgraceful. Free and fair elections with international observers, including the Carter Center, were held in May 2018. Maduro won the election by 4 million votes. Guaido's right-wing, violent, racist party decided not to take part. His party called Chavez and Maduro monos, meaning monkeys. This is a right-wing, racist attempted coup by the Democrats and Republicans. Venezuela has the largest oil reserves globally and the second largest gold reserves. 2015 sanctions imposed by Obama and 2017 sanctions imposed by the current administration are starving the people. Maduro is not a dictator. A dictator does not allow a treacherous, self-proclaimed leader working with a foreign government to freely walk around the streets of his country.
Hi, this is J.D. listening in Springfield, Massachusetts. Thank you for the New York History Minute and all of that interesting stuff about New York State history and the Dutch and the English and construction and wars and strategy for the revolution and everything. That was just so good to hear. Thank you very much for that program.
Hi, yes, my name is Lisa Mary DiDonna, and I'm calling from Albany, New York. And I just heard that Wanda Fisher was just inducted into the Folk DJ Hall of Fame. She's such an icon in the community. I listen to her show every week. She's wonderful. I hope that WAMC continues this kind of music. It's just a delight. So happy for her.
Hi, my name is Patrick in Albany. I don't know which one of your panelists just made a comment to the effect of the Republican Party is okay with what Donald Trump has gotten away with because we've gotten Supreme Court justices. And then you went on to say we've increased white nationalism. And then you said all of these abhorrent things as if they're synonymous with what Republicans want. I don't identify myself as a Republican, but I'm certainly far more right-leaning than the panelists on your show. But you need to watch yourselves when you're making just as divisive comments as you accuse the right of making. I want conservative Supreme Court justices. I want a more fiscally responsible government. I want smaller federal government. I want free market capitalism. I want less social programs. But just because I support Donald Trump or I support Supreme Court justices does not mean that I therefore support white nationalism and all the other things that your panelists suggested today, and I think you guys are doing the general public a disservice when you articulate all of those things as being related.